Australians are getting louder to introduce alternative shark control measures during the annual whale migration season. At the Local Government Association of Queensland conference in Brisbane this week, the Noosa Council moved to call on the state government to modernise the control program by working in partnership with interested coastal councils to trial non-lethal, evidence-based shark mitigation technologies like drone surveillance or smart drumlines. It comes just weeks after Noosa Mayor Frank Wilkie went public with his support for finding an alternative to nets.
We'll support the state government if they want to trial in Noosa the removal of shark nets during whale migration season.
The Sunshine Coast Council has also thrown its support behind the push, saying it aligns with protection of marine biodiversity while still providing shark control outcomes. A new health facility has opened in Maroochydore, giving more locals access to oral care. The $6.3 million facility in 6th Avenue will be capable of servicing 12,000 dental patients a year, and it also has a new breast screen centre.
For those who need oral health care, that's dental health care, there's going to be 6 modern dental chairs. So this is a lovely facility, but it's a very important facility for people's health and for those who are working there as well. For all the women who have been through this facility, more than 8,000 last year. It's a vital service.
Member for Maroochydore, Fiona Simpson there. And three professional wakeboarders aged just 16, 19 and 21 are set to paddle from Noosa to Caloundra today to raise awareness for men's mental health and injury recovery. The trio's tip-to-tip kayak mission will see them cover about 50 kilometres of coastline. They're hoping to reach Caloundra by sunset. They want to share conversations about resilience, recovery and healing power of nature along the way if you tune in via their social media. You can also donate via GoFundMe.